This story today is simply titled, He Died for Me. There was a terrible, terrible shipwreck. The ship had gone on the rocks in a terrible storm. 12 brave sailors packed a heavy loaded lifeboat and they let it down into the sea and started to row their way through the terrible storm to shore. They soon found out that the boat was overloaded. They just weren't going to make it. They were too many aboard. Maybe if there were only 11, the others would be able to make it. But there were 12. There were too many. One of the brave fellows said, "I've got the answer. I'll jump overboard. And then it will make the ship will be light enough so the rest of you can get safely ashore." Before they could say anything, a brave young lad jumped into the angry sea. He never had a chance. He went down and they saw no more as he went down to a watery grave and down to his death. But he died for the other 11 so that they might be saved. He didn't die for any particular one of the 11. He didn't die for one and not the other 10. He died for them all. And they all safely got ashore, and they were all saved. Now that reminds me, boys and girls, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Each one of the 11 aboard that boat could say, "He died for me." And though he died for them all. And each one of you boys and girls can say, "The Lord Jesus died for me," yet he really died for all, didn't he? But you are not wrong when you say, "He died for me, he died for me." Paul could say that he said, "The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." You can say that. Just like each one of those 11 sailors in that boat could say, "He died for me." He died for them all, but they could each say, "He died for me." It's when you think and when you realize that Christ died for you. Now, he died for the whole world, but he died for you. And you receive him as your Savior. That's when you will be saved. So do that and be saved this very day.